God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Everything and everyone you know has a record that has a genealogy and has a record. Now, sometimes that can be good. Someone says, you know, they have a good record. They've worked for this company 30 years and they have a pristine record. Sometimes we say, hey, that guy has a record. We're talking about a criminal record. But good or bad, everyone and everything has a record. We talk about the a newspaper called The Chronicle. It's a record. It's the record of what has happened. There's an entire book, in fact, divided into two books in the Bible called The Chronicles. First Chronicles is just that. It is a record, and it begins way back. The very first word in the book is the word Adam. It is the first name of their first man, and there's a record from Adam all the way up to the end of the second book of Chronicles. Chapter 4, verse 22 says, "And these things are ancient things." Now, the book of Chronicles was written thousands of years ago, and yet the things it was talking about happened long before that. So this is a very ancient record. You know, the Bible says in the New Testament, "Forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So whatever your past, good or bad, you know, as someone has said, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, that's true. You're younger now than you'll ever be again. So everyone has a record. I think about the man named Achan. We read about him a couple chapters before this. Before chapter 4, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And the Bible says, "Achan, the troubler of Israel." His very name meant trouble, and he lived up to his name. I noticed yesterday when reading 1 Chronicles chapter 1 that when Jacob is mentioned, he's not called Jacob. He's called Israel. That was his new name. And so you can choose to live up to a bad name, or you can choose to live down a bad name. You can choose to have a fresh start. Here's the point. As someone has said, well, it's kind of an old maxim, but every day is a fresh start for a wise person. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, we read about a man named Jabez, and he definitely had a new day and a fresh start. The Bible says of Jabez, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow." So in these verses, chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we see what Jabez is, what Jabez was, and what Jabez did to change from what he had been to what he became. Verse 10 says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, and that it might not grieve me, may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Now, there's a lot we could say about these verses. But suffice it to say, he had a bad name by birth. His mom called him trouble. It was the very beginning of his existence. His mom called him trouble. But the record is he was more honorable than his brethren. What was the difference? He made a choice. He called on the God of Israel, and that God granted him that which he requested. Every day is a fresh start for a wise person. So how do you do that? How do you make a new day a fresh start, maybe a new season a fresh start? Well, first of all, you have to acknowledge your past. You have to assess your past. What came before where you are today? Now, once you've done that, acknowledge your past, but don't submit to it. Don't become a slave of your past. Maybe you have a wonderful past. Don't live back there. You can't live back there. You know, the old saw, the older I get, the better I was. You can remember how able you were at one time and now you're not. Look, acknowledge your past, but don't live back there. Maybe you have a bad past. Okay, you can't change that. You can't go back in time, but you can make a fresh start today. One of the greatest feelings in the world to me is when you're skiing and you get up early and you are the first one in the lift line, which has happened maybe once in my life, and you're the first one on the mountain, and if it snowed the night before, the mountain is just full of fresh powder. There are no tracks, fresh tracks. The tracks you put down are the first ones on the mountain that day. And friend, every day is fresh powder, fresh tracks, a new start for a wise person. So acknowledge your past. Don't live back there. Don't hang back there. Don't be a slave to your past, good or bad. Don't submit to your past, but assess it. Be honest about it. Second of all, if you're going to make a fresh start, you need to acknowledge God. That's what Jabez did. He called on the God of Israel. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." It is knowing God, not knowing everything else, that gives you guidance for life. Verse 6 says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes," Proverbs 3, verse 6, "be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil." In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, we're reminded that God is the creator. He spoke this world into existence by his wisdom, by his knowledge. So it's not your knowledge, it's God's knowledge. It's not your knowing everything, it's your knowing God that gives guidance. Acknowledge your past and acknowledge God. God is the creator. If God could speak the world into existence, God could recreate you today if you would rest yourself in his care, his guidance, and in his arms. I've told you before that once I went to a park outside of Douglas, Wyoming, where there are still ruts from the famed Oregon Trail, from pioneers, from, you know, people that took wagons from the east all the way to California at one time. And those ruts, the ruts of those wagons, are there to this day. If you were to drop into those ruts and follow them, you'd end up where the pioneers ended up. And today, it's so easy to just drop into ruts, things you've always done, things you've done before. And it does not take a genius to know where the ruts lead. Just look ahead and see where they go. You're not a victim. You're not a slave. You are not obliged to live in the ruts that perhaps you've created before today. God can give you a fresh start, but you have to take it. You have to acknowledge your past and assess it. You have to acknowledge God and follow him, because every day is a fresh start to a wise person.